And now, Hello Port Harcourt with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Your conversation station starts here on Hello Port Harcourt with Eyewitness Reports. 0817 923 0002, 0817 923 0003, 0817 923 0007, and then 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 6416 0809 030 6416. That's strictly for WhatsApp numbers and WhatsApp messages. Please do not call the number I just reeled out just now. Once again, for WhatsApp messaging, please use the number 0809 030 6416, 0809 030 6416. That's it. Please do not call that number. What you want to share with us this morning? What have you been observing this morning? We would like to get to hear from you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh dear. Once again, when you're calling, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Quickly run to Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Join us. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Welcome,
please. Good morning, Jude Samuel Mamegbe. Jude.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Welcome.
My name is Barry D. Giandom. Jude, there's this app, website, which I want the federal government to ban. The earlier they ban it, the better for girls.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
The name of this app is Odedro. Jude, if you log into this app, if you see what our girls are doing, Jude, 95% of girls in this Port Harcourt are on this app. 95%. Once you log into this app, you will choose their location, your country and city where you are. You will see a list of girls that are into prostitution, with their phone number there, with what they offer, as in their once you pay them,
and you're sure this website is valid, because I know this is one of the oldest scams the internet has had in generations. People pretending to offer dating services.
No, these are real. Now, real, they tell you.
Have you tried one of them?
I saw my former girlfriend on this app. Oh, catch me. I'm telling you.
And I'm cold as
and
well.
And their services, you will see something like 59 sex position, A level, blah blah blah, common body.
Okay. Okay, all right, thank you very much. That's an interesting way to kick off what's happening in Port Harcourt now. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, welcome please.
Yes, my name is Solution, and I'm calling you from Rumodumine.
Good morning, Solution.
Yes, I just have two things to tell you. Yes. My eyewitness report. Now, here in Rumodumine, where Lubris Construction Company is constructing the Rumodumine road, not the major Iwope road, as in from St. John's to Tanho to Navy,
okay.
And from Big Tree to Tanho to Navy. That road, they have started that road over 2 months now, and they blocked the entire road. So imagine, some people will park their car to St. John's or very far away and take to their house for over 2 months now. Look, LCC should do like Jirasbeja, whereby as you are constructing road, make access road for people to drive to their compound. But this one, they blocked the entire road along the road. Some people pass their car to their working place and take taxi. Because by the time you pass, you lose your battery now. If you don't lose your battery and take your battery to them, by the time you come out, they will take your battery. You understand? One more, people will pass their motor and be carrying their battery out of their car straight to their house. LTC. They should do like you. And actually, I just want my daughter now to rob MX That place will be staying with us and all that.
Yes.
You can please, get that weekend to bring here to room and again, please. Well, thank you.
Solution, thank you very much. It's a concerned parent there. 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, we can hear you. Go on, please. Good morning.
Babajide from Igbochure.
Good morning, Babajide.
You know, say that they are in what they are fighting at the Igbochure there. They are stealing their road. Some of the boys came in the night. They are collaborating with the people, carry their road every night.
The rods for what, please?
What they are sighting there, that is slaughter.
Okay.
Some of the boys there, and they are playing with their different. They are trying their rods every day. Every day.
Wow.
At my backyard, and we stop everything there.
And they've not reported to the police to checkmate those activities?
I don't know. I can't say that. Don't be bad boys and difficult things. Among them, they are doing that. They are playing with them, calling their rods.
How do they carry rods? Rods are heavy. Do they come with trucks?
I don't know how they carry rods. No, they are very strong. They need to carry, they can carry it to their leg.
Worrisome. Very, very worrisome. Message now 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Igwe says, Jude, good morning. SARS Road is becoming a desolate route. The spot by Jodi Petrol Station to the and to the extreme connecting the Birikwe Airport Road is very deplorable. The government should please do something to make the road passable. That's an alternate route. Very true. It's a very necessary alternate route. Management 3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, just good morning, Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Well, though I called for eyewitness, but I heard the way you were dumbfounded about the harp in Port Harcourt. That is even another one. There is another one. That one is, you will even be shocked. You will think what Port Harcourt girls, some, are doing. Those ones you thought does not even look for trouble. They can't even match hand. If you see what they are doing there. When I say the future is bleak, sure, there is no future.
No, there is.
People thought I'm just talking. He has just seen another apple. That is the one he saw. The one I saw. The one someone else is. The thing is just, and sometimes you ask a question. Don't these girls have parents? Who gave them? Of course, people are patronizing them. Yeah, that is why they're doing it.
The same thing can be said of young men who are into profile, armed robbery, internet free fraud.
These guys that are doing profile, what is the essence of the profile? Is it not see because of the girls? Let me give my own eyewitness, I beg. Over the weekend, I went to Obibo. Though it's quite long, I left Obibo. I said, let me go there and see things for myself. When I approached the junction, the atmosphere was just charged with frustration. Frustration. The atmosphere just charged. I have lived in Obibo before, and I know how the place used to be. I want to use this medium to call on Governor Wike. To dislodge the security apparatus he kept at that particular place in Obibo. As long as those people are still there, Obibo is frustrated. Obibo is lifeless. Obibo is hopeless. There is a lifeline, and the lifeline is where the security agency are being kept there. Whether they are arresting people, or they are not arresting anybody, we don't care for now. I am only given based on psychological reports. Businesses have collapsed. Normal activities of social, economical, mention it, is totally gone. The Obibo roundabout is a connecting point to all of Odibo, to Port Harcourt, to Aba, to Abia. It's a connecting route. I'm not talking about the Assam linking now, which is the market area. So if this particular express junction is not functioning, nothing is functioning in Odibo. So I want to call on this necessary and the relevant agency, starting from Governor Wiki. Please, this for now, dislodge the security apparatus and let's monitor the security system and what next to do.
Okay, all right. I think that's the third time we've heard a comment about the security posts there affecting businesses, shops being closed, and even petrol stations closed down for nearly a year. Well, we have a very long commitment to get to right now, and we have to do that. But let me read a few messages. Good morning, Jude. Sunday, another Joe says, the roads in Old Port Harcourt town are terrible. Agri Road, Victoria, Bende, Niger Street are all so bad right now. Okay. It's a very interesting message. Yeah, I'm seeing pictures of what looks like an oil spill, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. This is just a road. Wow. Wow. It does look like an oil spill. It does look like an oil spill. Okay. All right. We'll send this out to the news team. So that we can verify these pictures and videos. As always, thank you very much for sharing with us. We need to get to our commercials, and we're back right after they are done. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Stay with us. Nigeria Info. We'll be back. Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, so obligations done for the hour. Now it is what it is. So many messages to get through to you now. But if you still want to get to call us, it's our eyewitness report this morning. Some interesting stories thus far. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram, 0809-030-6416. Hello, 9.3. Oh dear. Apologies. Once again, please, when you're calling, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Turn down the volume of your radio set this morning. In fact, anytime you call us. All right, Eyewitness Report. What's happening in your neighborhood? We want to get to hear from you. All right, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Edu Blinks Queen says that they are selling 1 kilogram of gas at the rate of 800 in my area, and she has a crying emoji. Oh yes. Okay. And this one says for my area, Gogoro, beggars are everywhere. Says that it is a problem. The government should do something before people, you know, suffer up. Okay, good morning. Let's get here. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, so let's quickly get to messages right about now. All right, good morning, Jude. A long time. Please help me ask the governor, Governor Wike, what did the people of Odua in Emua do to him that he has abandoned us? Our secondary schools, nothing to write home about. My own community road, Rumo Akani, is not accessible again because of the rains. No son or daughter of Odua has benefited from his government. Please help us tell him to come and fulfill the campaign promises to the people of Odua Emua. just from Chibike. All right, thank you very much. This one says, Jude, please, I plead with the state government in the name of God, let the Nigerian Army remain at Oyigbo Express. Instead of leaving Oyigbo, the government should give them a permanent location to stay in Oyigbo. Do you know that before the coming of the military, the level of criminality was becoming scary? In my 29 years, wow, in Oyigbo, the land of Oyigbo has never experienced this level of peace. As Chi from Oyigbo. Interesting. All right, let's see now. Okay, all right. Let me leave this. This is for a pastor. Oh, sorry about that. Hello, Potako. Good morning. Please. That's why I called the numbers too quickly. 0817-923-0002. All right, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. 923, hello, Potako, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you for joining us, please.
Yes, I will keep reporting the particular point. That is, old Abarod from Imogate to Obino. That is entrance from Okwa West people in Abia State here. And even reverse people, that is Eche, Amoma area. It is the same road they use in getting into Obibo. But as I am talking to you, I don't know if you have driven through that road maybe the past 3, 4, 5 months. It is impossible, my brother. Why can't they say their state has no money? River said that has money. Let them do their own part. So that after the Imo Bridge, then their state. So even I expected that it is this Niger Delta or something that would have done that route.
Yeah.
And then Express Road itself, immediately after Imo Bridge, my brother, I don't know. I think it was a couple people who drive to Aba. I don't know if you are. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, please.
Yes. That's why it is impossible too. And I have been reporting about this particular place. Please, let them do something. Thank you, Chinke Daniel from Imogate.
Thank you very much. 923. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Hello, Sajud. Hello, Potako.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Trust you well.
Sajud, do you know that the only thing that is sustaining people now is coal fire kerosene?
That cannot be true.
Cooking gas is expensive now. People cannot get cooking gas now. Now the only thing that is sustaining people now is coal fire kerosene, and it's very costly now as we speak. So how do we get a refinery kerosene? How do we get a refinery kerosene? That is the question I'm asking now, please, Sajud. Hello, Sajud.
Yes, we can hear you. It's a big problem.
I spoke like a prophet about, it was early this month, when I told you that about 6 bedroom flats in my community was in flames. Two places. And the next thing we started hearing recently was that fire break everywhere, D-Line, Rumokoro, and Bonny Jetty. Can you remember it vividly?
Interesting. It's a worry.
Hello, Sajud.
It may not be a prophecy, but it may just be the handwriting on the wall, because most of these things are not done.
But can you remember when I told you that 6-bedroom flat in my community was in flames?
Wow, it's terrible.
Because of storage of this product. So how do we get refinery kerosene now?
That's the big question. That's what Nigerians are asking. Kerosene, expensive. Most people are now using the illegally refined products. And they say there are challenges now in not just obtaining it, but even using it. Some of them are made mention. I remember years ago when we had cases of explosions when people were cooking because the products that they were using were not properly done. It's a big worry. It's a very convoluted case that we have here. Right, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. That's WhatsApp and Telegram number. And WhatsApp, please, when you want to get through to us, don't call, just send a message and we'll be fine. 923, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
So this is John calling from Omo.
Good morning, John.
Yo, my eyewitness is all about this boat fire business. Right there in Port Harcourt, at about that Oluo Obasanjo water line there.
Yes.
The boat fire business is going on there. There's one particular park there. They are pouring in inside waterproof from one camp to another. Why the place is heavily populated, even a business environment is very, very dangerous to human health. If anything, fire should come out from that place, a lot of people will die. I'm even surprised to see something like that inside Port Harcourt City.
That's a worry. It's a
so that's just my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. It's a big. It is really a big call for concern. It really is. I don't think it gets any worse than that. Management 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Please turn off your radio set, please. Can you do that for us?
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
My name is Wale. I'm calling from Umebele.
Good morning, Wale.
In Asia local government area.
Welcome, please.
I was the one that sent those picture and those video of oil spillage to you.
Oh, okay. All right. We're good.
Yes.
I did say we're going to put that to the...
So, I don't know if possible, if you can send your team down to this environment. I'm ready to take them to the spot there.
Where? What happened? Where is there a leak somewhere?
Yeah, the issue is that... we have a location here, we have a shared location here. They just did some maintenance. So, which they dug a very long, line where they laid their pipes.
Okay.
Maybe in the process of welding those joints, they didn't do it properly.
Oh, dear.
So, anytime that there is a rain, and then you know that rain is falling seriously this time around. So you see crude oil coming out from the ground.
Wow.
This very particular place now is very, it's just a stone throw to my house. We went to their office here. We laid a complaint that they should come and rectify this problem. Not to just do use all these technical way of doing things, pouring foam and other things. You know, to evacuate those little, even though the one they claim that they evacuate is slide down there.
Okay.
There is one empty ground there where mechanics are working. As I'm talking to you now, that place is full with crude oil.
All right, Wale, we'll take this report very seriously, and we'd definitely like to have more information from it. Thank you very much, Wale. Great to hear from you. And we have to get to our obligations right now, as always, right here on 93 Nigeria Info. My name is Juth.
Stay with us, Nigeria Info. We'll be back.